This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. And, Klaus, I want you to know that none of this was planned. We just, I don't know, I just went off on a wild tangent and asked Gwyneth about royalty, and she's got the answers. So this was all spontaneous. Gwyneth, just as a little bit of a follow-up, it seems to me that Harold and Meghan are living a whirlwind, fantastic, carefree lifestyle, spending money as if they own the printing press. Is that your view as well, or are they carrying on frivolously, carelessly, as if, you know what, we're not going to sit at the head of the monarchy, so who cares, we'll just spend it and enjoy it. That's kind of what I see. Do you see that as well?
I would tend to agree. And I think that most members of the royal family who know that they're not going to ever really have any of the responsibility of ever being, on the throne or the second in command or whatever, I think that they tend to live like that, you know, and I think that it is, I do think it is fairly irresponsible because there's a lot of people suffering, and when they see this sort of frivolousness, it makes them feel a bit bitter. And
absolutely,
when you're heading into this type of era of history that we're heading into, where there's so much suffering, and I sent an email a bit earlier about some of the suffering that some of my friends are experiencing, it makes them feel like they don't want to have the royalty anymore. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does. And I look at the extravagance and the excess and the cavalier attitudes of those alleged representatives in the United States, and it frosts me as well. And I look at the farmers, class, the average farm debt right here, right now in the United States is $1,300,000. And the farmers can't pay it back. They can't pay it back because the crops aren't growing, because they're flooded. We're having environmental disaster after disaster. And so the small farms, $1.3 million may seem like a lot of money, but when it comes to farming, it takes a lot of money. So think about the average business. How much equipment does a business have? Well, think about tractors and trucks and hay equipment and all the implements that are necessary, and the fuel and the tanks and the land and the taxes and the buildings and all that. You put that together, $1.3 million doesn't go very far. And that's what the average debt of the American farmer is right now, and many just flat out can't pay it back. And then, of course, there are government subsidies, but the government subsidies don't, I mean, it's not even hardly measurable, the government subsidies. And lending the farmers more money, how's that going to help? It's not going to help. I mean, taking a guy who's further into debt or a family that's further into debt and giving him more debt, that's going to make it better? I don't think so. So, Gwyneth, you're talking about some of those close to you. What are they experiencing? Because from what I saw, we're talking about lack of food.
Yep. That's right. I went on to Facebook this afternoon and I had two of my Facebook friends within half an hour. Now, these are people that I'm in regular communication with on Facebook. I would consider them to be my friends in real life, although I've never met them. Just as I would consider you to be my friend in real life, although I've never met you. Okay? So they're not just random people that I know on Facebook or that I've, you know, friended, quote-unquote, on Facebook. These are people that I'm actually in regular communication with who have heard of me through my show or who I've found sites that, you know, on Facebook or off Facebook that I like, and I begin emailing them, and I establish a friendship with them, you know. Communication. So these and these people that I had two of them within about half an hour, you know, communicate that they were having trouble feeding themselves, that they were having to choose who to feed. Okay, one was a woman, and she was saying that she was getting depressed. And because she couldn't afford to feed herself and her 7-year-old son. And obviously I'm not going to name names, okay? There's how many? 2 billion people out there on Facebook, okay? And there was another man, and he had to make the decision of whether he was going to feed himself or his dog. And this week he chose to feed his dog instead of himself. And these are not ignorant social justice warrior type friends. I don't tend to have such people as my friends on Facebook, or in real life, actually. these are really with it people, and yet they are struggling. How are the people faring who don't have a clue? I don't know. I don't know how these people are faring who don't have a clue what's going on in the world. I don't, you know, who maybe have a low-level mental illness or maybe a high-level mental illness. I don't know how they're doing. But I know that two people that I know fairly well having trouble feeding them and theirs is a bit of a heads-up. I don't know how many other people there are out there, because it's not something that people tend to talk about, you know, because they're frightened. They're frightened that, you know, CPS or the dog ranger or the, you know, somebody might try to, quote-unquote, help them. But such people don't need government help, you know. You know what I mean by government help, don't you, Vincent?
Oh yeah, it's like when the sheriff. That's when the sheriff shows up with three of his deputies, and they're here to help you. Yeah, I know what that means.
Yeah.
Or when someone is traveling down the road behind the wheel, and then there's a lights and sirens flashing behind him, and then there's one in front of him, and then there's one alongside him, and then there's two more, because that's help.
I'm not there to help.
Right.
I'm being sarcastic here. You know,
me too.
But this, people don't want to talk about this, so the problem is remaining hidden. Okay, because and I'm telling everybody that I know, whatever you do, put a vegetable garden in. Go and buy some seeds. Each week when your check comes in, go and buy some seeds or a punnet of seedlings and figure out how to garden and do it now. Okay? If you've got a bit more money 1 week, go and buy a fruit tree in season, you know? So, if you know, figure out whatever the season is for you to plant fruit trees where you are. And when that season comes around, each week or each fortnight when your check comes in, go and buy a fruit tree and figure out how to look after it. Go and buy a packet of seeds or a punnet of seedlings. Figure out what grows when, and there's only one way to learn how to do that, and that's to actually go and do it. Because otherwise, you're going to starve. And what else you need to do, you need to learn about wild food. You need to learn about what foods are edible in the forest where you are. And if there's particular foods that you can eat that need substantial processing, learn how to do the processing, you know? And, yeah, you know, if it's a wild-crafted food, it might taste disgusting the first 5 times you eat it. But if it's not poisonous, it won't kill you and it may actually keep you alive. Like, for example, not a lot of people know that acorns from an oak tree are edible. But you have to boil them and then crush them and then boil them again and then throw out that lot of water and then boil them again. And once you've boiled them 3 times, then you can eat the flesh of the acorns. But you've got to boil them 3 times. It's a lot of work. And I don't know, I've never done it. It's an acquired taste, I've heard. But if you don't boil them 3 times, they're quite poisonous because they're full of tannin. Which, you know, incidentally, if you're into hunting and tanning skins, you can actually use the tannin from acorns to tan skins. Okay, so otherwise, if you're not into tanning, well, just, you know, you could use it for dyeing cloth or various other purposes. But you can eat the flesh of acorns. Not a lot of people know that. You can also feed them to pigs, raw, and the pigs will happily eat them. So if you've got an oak forest surrounding you, you know, go and collect the acorns and go and buy some pigs. It just takes a bit of creative thinking. But you know, most people are not like that, and 90% of the people out there are not going to be alive in 10 years. I believe that. I really believe that because it is going down to the wire. Really now it is. These are desperate times. And I think that we all need to be really clever. You need to figure out what plants are growing around you are edible, especially roots, because leaf crops, they will provide you with nutrition, but they won't fill you up, okay? So, and there's some plants you can eat the whole plant. There's other plants you can only eat certain parts of the plant. And you've got to do your research and you've got to find out what these plants are and what processing you need to do on them or whether you can just pull them up out of the ground and eat them.
Here's an example. Yeah, yes, it does. Here's an example. People who live in urban settings or just outside the cities, there are all kinds of pressures to have a nice little tiny lawn. And these people may, just outside the city, in suburbia, we'll call it, he might have a quarter of an acre, an eighth of an acre, a half an acre, maybe even an acre. And there's competition to have a really nice lawn. And you certainly don't want to have any of those yellow flowered dandelions, right? So people will apply a fertilizer with a dandelion killer built in to kill those dandelions. However, everything from the flower all the way down to the roots of a dandelion is edible.
Edible. Yep. The whole plant.
The whole plant. But, yep. You know, we don't like them, so, some people in the cities and in the suburbs. And on our farm, if the cows will eat it, it's not a weed. If the cows will eat it, we want it. It doesn't matter what it is. As a matter of fact, I'm actually trying to grow more dandelions and crabgrass. Oh, I can't have crabgrass, right? It's great for cows. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And she's in Australia, live in Australia. So we are probably the only broadcast that has a regular correspondent in Australia. And I really am thankful for that. Class, I mentioned that farm debt, the average farm debt in the United States is $1,300,000. And I want to tell you a quick story, and I'd love to hear Gwen's comments. So there's this Minnesota farmer, actually there are two of them, Liz and Bob Kronach. And they went to mediation to talk with their creditors. So they owe $1,300,000. Roughly. And they had to have a face-to-face meeting with the people to who they owe money. Well, one guy was a guy named Dell, and he's the mechanic. They owe him $28,000, and they can't pay him. So what does that mean to Dell? Well, Dell has a son, and he wants to help his son buy a home. What parent doesn't want to help their child, you know, get started? Well, Dell the mechanic can't do it because the farmers owe Dell $28,000. Then there's this other guy, Steve. And Steve is the feed store guy. He's 64 years old. He wants to retire, but he can't. He can't because the farmers owe him $311,000. So he has to keep working. And then then the government comes in and says, tell you what, we're going to make everything good. We're going to give you $12,000. So they receive a check for $12,000 from the federal government, and they're glad to get it. But how much of a dent is that $12,000 going to make when you spread it around and you owe $1,300,000? One guy you owe $311,000 to, another guy $28,000, and you get a check from the government. Here, we're here to help. $12,000. So the government has been messing around with climate manipulation, geoengineering, weather manipulation, and it's destroying the ability for the American farmer to raise food. Now, the rich are always going to be able to get food. So if beef goes to $100 a pound, what's that to like a Bill Gates? Does it really matter? Does he even know? I'll bet you Bill Gates doesn't know the price of milk in the food store. I'll bet you he doesn't. So you look at Zuckerberg, right? He has so much money. How is this going to affect them? It's not. It's only going to affect the little people, the bottom 93%. So we're having a real tough time trading with China. They have found that they can build infrastructure and find food from other places in the world. They don't need ours. And once you find another source, you typically don't go back. So, for example, there's a little town about 20 miles away from us. And that's where they have a bank there. That's the closest bank. And the mayor of this little tiny hamlet, this nothing of a hamlet, decided to put out a part-time police guy and a part-time radar gun and a part-time police car, and this guy would snipe with his radar gun and give people tickets. So what happened? People like me stopped going to that town. I don't buy gas there. I don't buy hardware there. I don't get my tires fixed there anymore. I don't go there. I hardly go to the bank. Hardly. And I really have to want to do it because it's over 20, well, it's a 40-mile round trip. And I talked to the guy who owns a tire shop there. He owns an automotive repair shop and tire shop. And I said, so how's this going? He said, well, Vin, my customers have left. They don't want to be victims of this out-of-control part-time cop with a part-time radar gun and a part-time patrol car. They don't want to be a victim. So they don't come here anymore. And I said, are they coming back? And he said, no. They already found other tire shops. They found other hardware stores. They found other places where they're doing business, and they're not coming back.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening to the American farmer with China. China's not coming back. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs right after these few announcements and bottom of the hour news. I'd love to hear your thoughts, Gwyneth.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could the U.S. economy be seeing a recession soon? It appears many investors believe it's possible. Stocks have been falling today on Wall Street. There's concern about the bond market putting out what's seen as a strong sign that a recession is coming. Asian stocks rallied today after the president decided he was going to delay new tariffs on imports from China, but National Foreign Trade Council President Rufus Sucera says he doesn't think it's going to get the U.S. any closer to a deal with China.
They sit back and let Trump negotiate with himself for a period of time. You know, both sides are still very dug in on their positions.
The New York Times is reporting former Colorado governor and Democratic presidential hopeful John Hickenlooper is considering dropping out of the presidential race soon to run for U.S. Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, there we go. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we've been talking about they're not coming back. They're not coming back, meaning the customers, once they find another venue, another merchant, another store, another location, they don't want to come back. And that's happening to the buyers of farm products. They found other sources. Gwyneth, what are your thoughts about that?
think that that sheriff has destroyed his own town through his little highwayman cartel. I think that selfish doesn't even begin to cover it. You know? I think that, you know, in a systemic collapse, I think that the locals where he is might be looking to... I don't wish any harm. I don't even know this guy, by the way, okay? But I'm just saying that I think that the locals in a... Just given my knowledge of politics, where he is might be looking for a good supply of rope and a nice strong tree.
Well, I think the damage is done. I think they got rid of him. And there's a little town next to us, 8 miles away in Virginia, when we lived there a decade and a half ago. The same thing happened. New mayor. Mayor was going to show everybody that she was boss. Hired a part-time cop, part-time police car, part-time radar gun. And anyone doing 26 miles an hour through his town got a ticket. And so many people were sick of it, they found a road around the town. They don't go through the town anymore. Yeah. They don't buy gas there. They don't buy hardware there. They don't go to the drugstore. They don't get the haircut there. The town died. The doctor gave up. He left. Pharmacy gave up. Hardware store gave up. Gas station gave up. Dress store gave up. They gave up. Now it's a ghost town. And it's not coming back. Why would it come back? Because the people who used to shop there now shop at Walmart. They go elsewhere. And here's an interesting thing. There's a story that I was reading on radio. It's WCBS880radio.com. And New York City. The New York Police Department is very concerned. They've had their 8th suicide this year. So we're in the 8th month, 8 suicide. Besides one per month, that's a lot. Even with a 35,000 member department, those are the ones that they're admitting are suicides. So the first question that came to my mind, I don't know this guy who took his life. It's sad when people do that. It really is. But he must have been at the end of his wits. That's it. Can't take it anymore. Now, the question is, was it financial pressure? Was it health pressure? Was it family pressure? Was he involved in so many things that were going to catch up to him? Maybe he was, you know, involved in bribery somehow. I mean, I don't know. And it's not, I'm not speaking ill of the dead because I don't know this guy and I haven't mentioned his name. But you have to wonder. And in the research that I've done about Prohibition, the 18th Amendment, a lot of money was made. A lot of money was made by making it illegal to sell alcoholic beverages. So once that happened, the price went up. Speakeasies were all over. People were having a great time buying what was once legal the day before, then illegal the next day. So Prohibition boosted the payrolls of a lot of people. Most of the police in New York City and Chicago were on the take. They were being paid by the bootleggers. They were on the payroll. I'm talking about the assistant district attorney types, the city hall, the police department. Pretty much everybody was on the take, looking the other way. Looking the other way because they got paid for it. And so you've got to wonder, did that stop when Prohibition stopped, or did that continue? We all know it continued. So it's sad that this guy took his life, whoever he is, but this is indicative of what's going on. And during the first Great Depression, not the one we're in now, but the first one, when I started around 1929, there was so much money being made the years before that it was like it was endless, and all of a sudden it stopped. And people lost their investments. They went from living high on the hog to being absolutely flat out broke and in debt. And what'd they do? They jumped out windows and killed themselves because they couldn't take the financial pressure. I think we're going to see more of that. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. Any comments on that, Gwyneth?
Unfortunately, I think you're right, Vincent. And, I would like to segue here into the Jeffrey Epstein thing. I think that it's blindingly apparent to every man and his dog that Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. I think that's the worst kept secret in the whole, just about the whole of American history now. Even Alex Jones was mentioning that he got on a flight the day after Jeffrey Epstein died, and he found himself with a couple of Democrats on the plane, and they were saying, "Yay, Hillary Clinton murdered Jeffrey Epstein. Yay, I'm glad that here's a woman with some gonads." You know, except they didn't say gonads, they said something else. That's the sort of woman we need as a president. We need somebody with the guts to pull the trigger and to make the noose and to do away with her enemies. Blah, blah, blah. And I was, he was saying this, and, you know, I'm thinking, are these people serious? Not even the Democrats believe that Jeffrey, for one thing, not even the Democrats believe that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Nobody believes it. This dog ain't gonna swim. Okay, I believe is an Appalachian saying. They're spinning it anyway, and there's a symptom when things are really, really, just before things really, really, really start to go south. Every single time in history, the Jacobin, Satanist, Luciferian types begin turning on their own. And they begin killing their own people. And when that starts to happen, you know that the without rule of law situation is pretty darn close. That's just how it is. It happens every time in history. You know, these corrupt police and these corrupt mayors and city officials, they don't even comprehend. They're frightened of us, of you and me. They think that we're going to go out and do something, which actually, you know, prior to complete Coprola hitting propeller, is probably not going to happen, okay? In fact, it's absolutely not going to happen. But they are going to suffer consequences. They're going to suffer consequences from the guy in the sitting on the desk next to them. Does that make sense, Vincent? They're going to do each other in, and all we have to do is sit back and watch.
Well, that's what we were talking about during hour number one. We talked about the Vikings, we talked about the English, we talked about the kings, and how they choose who lives and dies. So I just went to a search engine, and I happened to just use Google this time. Normally, I use DuckDuckGo. This time, I switched to Google, and I typed in the following words. Now, listen very carefully, class. Quote, I use these words, quote, did Hillary kill him? I'm going to repeat that. Four words. Did Hillary kill him? End quote. I never said who, okay? I never said did Hillary kill Epstein or Jeff or anybody. I just said did Hillary kill him? 23,300,000 results.
They
all relate to the Clintons. Vince Foster, Seth Rich, Jeffrey Epstein, conspiracies of Jeffrey Epstein. That's what they all relate to. They all relate to the deaths surrounding the Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, what would you call that?
Cartel.
What?
Cartel.
Cartel.
The Clinton cartel.
The Clinton cartel. So try it. You know, don't believe me, class. Just type in, did Hillary kill him? See what happens. You'll probably get the same 23,300,000 results. So when Gwyneth and I were talking, hour number one, about royalty and kings and those rulers, it's been going on for a very long time, a very long time. Even President Donald Trump is tweeting about the conspiracy and Jeff Epstein. And I think he probably wouldn't say it, but I'm sure he thought it right away. Same thing you're all thinking. So how is it possible that no one monitored him? I mean, the most notorious criminal in the last 25 years, maybe the last 50 years, Jeffrey Epstein, him. And so nobody's watching him. You know that something's wrong, because there would be guards watching guards watching guards watching guards. Everything would be on camera. Duplicate, triplicate, quadruplicate, backed up every way you can think of. And so the warden has been transferred. The guards have been transferred. Transferred? Why have they not been arrested? Why? That would be a good start. That would be a good start. Why haven't they been charged and arrested?
Because they're on the take. They're being played off.
Right.
And they're being given a nice fat check to keep their mouth shut. But they don't.
And what about the first? What about the first trial?
They're on a list as well.
I don't have the details in front of me, but I remember reading something like that the first judge in the first Epstein trial, where he got off very, very lightly, just died this weekend. Well, he was an old guy. He just died. Grass, we've talked about this. We said that it's really a dangerous position to have known Jeffrey Epstein and be involved with him.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
There's an article on Politico.com, and it says that the judge overseeing key Jeffrey Epstein-related suit died. This was 325 of 2019. Goes on to say, an elderly federal judge presiding over a key lawsuit relating to financier pedophile Jeffrey Epstein died Sunday, adding another twist to the drawn-out legal saga and efforts to unseal still secret details about the conduct of Jeffrey Epstein, his enablers, and one of his accusers. So that's one article. Another one is that Maxwell told a friend that Epstein's entire island was wired for video. And why would it be wired for video? Well, obviously, video could be used for blackmail, right? So many people, including those of us at USA Prepares, believe that Jeffrey Epstein was an operative who was involved in getting dirt on people, black book data, recording it, to be used to influence the behavior of others. So, Jeffrey Epstein, was he this brilliant financier? I don't think so. I think, my personal opinion is, I think he was funded by your tax dollars, maybe through inflation, hidden tax dollars, but he was out there, and his main job was to get these, ensnare people in prominent positions through the weakness and delight of misbehaving and being sexual predators with young ladies. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Well, I think that there's now blood in the water, okay? I think that there are going to be more deaths, and that everybody in that circle is going to descend into a state of paranoia, including and especially Bill and Hillary. Hillary's not well. She's really, really got something very seriously wrong with her brain. She's still apparently having fits you know, multiple times per day, epileptic fits. And, you know, she hardly even has her wits about her. She's drugged up to the eyeballs. And one day, very soon, she thinks she's made a pact with the devil, okay? But Hillary Clinton, on the remote chance that you've ever going to listen to this broadcast, which you probably aren't, see that devil sitting at the end of the bed that you have made a pact with a long time ago, one day, very soon, that devil is going to drag you off to hell. And it's going to drag you off to Abaddon. And you are never going to escape. And you are going to be tortured for all eternity. And I don't know, maybe that devil that sits at the end of her bed has been waiting to drag her off to hell for all these years. Maybe it will, you know, just jump into one of her personal staffers or one of her friends or one of her Secret Service people. I don't know, but such things have been known to happen before. Maybe one of her Secret Service people or one of her personal staffers or one of her so-called friends will just get so annoyed with her one day, they'll just pull a 9mm out of their purse. And I'm not wishing any harm to Hillary Clinton. I'm just saying this is the sort of thing that's happened in history before. It happened to Julius Caesar. The whole Senate, they all took out a dagger and they put one dagger each into Julius Caesar. And I could see that, I'm just, you know, hypothesizing here, I can see that possibly the same sort of thing could happen to Hillary.
Plus we're not recommending any violence here.
By the way,
we're just talking about what happened in history.
In history, this sort of thing has happened. Okay? I'm not wishing any harm to Hillary whatsoever.
Yeah, okay, I'm not either.
But we all got to go one day, whether it's by natural causes or whether somebody intervenes.
I wouldn't cast my vote for her, that's for sure, nor her husband, nor her daughter. But there's a new term. We didn't make this up. It's called Hillary'd. You know, it's like a person could have been Hillary'd. That just came up. I mean, within the last week. We didn't make it up.
Wow.
What does that mean? There's lots of thoughts about what that means.
Yep.
And even Epstein. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
So that hardly needs definition.
Yeah.
Except maybe replace the H with a K.
You know, I've heard that too. I do a lot of reading. A lot of us here at USA Prepares do an extensive amount of reading. And we want to be up on what's happening. But these are very interesting times. And I feel for those who have had any association with Jeffrey Epstein whatsoever, because their lives may be in danger.
They need to have their heads on swivel now more than ever.
Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.